This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Senators Michael Bennett and Cory Gardner have joined a bipartisan effort to have Juneteenth declared a federal holiday. The last time Congress created one was Martin Luther King Day in 1983, and it took several years for it to be observed in all 50 states. Congresswoman Diana DeGette says Denver needs more coronavirus testing and contact tracing to control the pandemic. DeGette noted at a congressional hearing today the president's recent comments about slowing down testing to keep infection numbers low.
I do believe that the administration is trying to increase testing, but I don't think it helps when the president continually minimizes the importance of testing.
DeGette says health experts expect a vaccine by early next year. Nuggets all-star Nikola Jokic has tested positive for COVID-19 in Serbia. ESPN reports his return to Denver has been delayed until next week. Jokic is asymptomatic. The NBA season will likely return in late July. And the East Canyon fire near Durango is 95% contained as of last night, and all evacuation orders have been lifted. Lightning started the fire a week ago. It had grown to almost 3,000 acres. Some fire crews will continue to put out hot spots today. A red flag warning remains in effect for the area. 86 and partly cloudy in Denver. It is 75 and mostly cloudy in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.